Today we are up to Os Yud Tes, the 19th entry that the Rebbe has for us in his diary. And it's an incredibly resonant piece. And really, we could actually break it down to two different aspects that the Rebbe wants us to think about ourselves. The telos, the end goal of this piece, is so powerful, and it really resonates with me in a deep way, in thinking about what happens when we feel like we're maxed out, which is a very important question. You know, we're always talking about growing and doing more. What happens if we just sit down 1 year before Yom Kippur and just say, you know what? I think I'm maxed out. I can't take on anything else. I can't do anything more. This is where I am right now. So what happens in that case? It's a very important question, and the Rebbe is going to deal with that. Before he gets to that, he begins with an autobiographical reflection, which is very interesting. The Rebbe was born on the 19th day of Iyar, in the spring of 1889. 19th of Iyar, 1889. The Rebbe writes this entry. He describes, he says, Baruch Hashem, thank God, nichnasti kvar bishnas ha'arba'im liyamei chayai. I have entered into the 40th year of my life. 1889, going to... So where are we? 1929. So that's when he's going to turn 40. So it's going to be 1928, the spring of 1928, when he enters into his 40th year. He says, "Uba'od eiza chadashim, in a few months, eyeh mirtz Hashem bein arboim shleimim. I will be 40 years old." What happens, the Rebbe says, when I'm going to turn 40? He says, Zosomeris, that means, Shekvar yaschilu hayamei yerida shali, uchvar aschil lehizdakein. Says, that's when the days of decline start, when I hit 40. And then I'm going to start to get old. That's what he says. He says, I'm going to hit 40 and I'm going to start to get old. Now, fast forward, you remember, lo aleinu, that unfortunately, when the Rebbe was killed in the Troniki labor camp, it was Cheshvan, Dalet Cheshvan, 1943, which means he was only 54 years old. That's all he, that was his zikna. The first thing, before we continue the Rebbe, is an interesting, you know, thought just on this in general. Like, how do we feel as Torah Jews about aging? And not asking the question of how do we think about getting to the age of 40 and who's on what side of 40. That's a separate question. But what about just aging in general? How does Judaism think about this? There's a piece in Rav Nachman of Breslau, very interesting Ha'ara, where Rabbi Nachman writes in the Sichas Aran, he says, Ein tov lio zakein. It's not good to be a zakein. Interesting. Now, mind you also, the Rebbe Nachman, he died in his 30s. He never even had the opportunity to be a Zakein. Ein tov lio Zakein, hein chosid tzadik Zakein, vein tzadik Zakein. Zakein ein tov. Zakein is no good. So what does Rebbe Nachman mean, Zakein is ein tov? And how do we think about aging, perhaps from a Torah perspective? Has nothing to do with your biological age or your clock. Zikna, in this context, obviously there's another context of zikna, which is kana chachma of wisdom, which is amazing. And that's why mipnei seva takim, we stand in front of somebody who's elderly. We have great reverence. But in this respect, zikna, Reb Nachman is saying, is a mida of stiffness, of not old, but what we could maybe call, I don't know if there's such a word in the English language, oldness. sometimes people who are elderly, they are very rigid. They're stuck. They're always in the past. So Rabbi Nachman writes, he says, "Kitzarech rak lehischarish b'chol yom." A person has to renew every day b'chol yom lahaska b'chol eis mechadash, to be able to start anew, to start fresh, not to be trapped in our old ways. And that has nothing to do with how old a person is. There are people who are in their teens and they are actually zaken. They're old because they're fixed. They don't believe they can grow. They don't believe they can be mechadesh. There's nothing new that they can do today. And then there are people who are, you would say, from a social security standpoint, they're elderly, but they are nar. They are young. That's why the Yetzer Hara is referred to the Melech Zaken V'chsil in Koheles. The Yetzer Hara is old, because he says you're over the hill, there's nothing to create, there's nothing to do new. I've quoted her before, amazing Maisa. Nechama's grandmother, Rebbetzin Shirley Pelkovitz, she should live and be well. So we just got together recently for a simcha, and some of you might have heard, she did a recent podcast. There's a couple of guys called Meaningful People. They do podcasts where they interview interesting people. So they interviewed our Bubby. So she's 92 and she's had an incredible life and she's been a Mechaneches and a Rebbetzin. And so she tells me last week when we got together for a Simcha, she says, you know, a lady called me after this podcast, because now she's a celebrity. A lady called me after the podcast and she didn't want to tell me her name on the phone. And she said, "You spoke so much about simcha and happiness and joy." And the lady says, she says, "But you know, I haven't found that in my life. I don't know that that's true at all. I've only seen misery and unhappiness." And so Bobby said, she said to me, she said, I didn't know this lady. She was totally anonymous. But she said to me, she said, "You know what? I told her, I'm going to call you every Thursday." So Kachava, Bobby says to me, she starts calling this lady every Thursday. And she says, "You won't believe what happened. Last week, when I called her, she said, 'You know, the truth is, I found so much happiness in my life. I found a totally new perspective.'" Now, there are a lot of takeaways from this story. A woman who has been twice widowed can talk about a life of tremendous happiness, which is amazing. You could talk about how, you know, she helped this woman and whatever. There's so many aspects of godless, because Bavi, she's mamash a Rebbe. She's totally, totally the biggest Rebbe. But to me, one of the takeaways relates to this point, which is she's the youngest person that I know. She's 92. But she figures out what's the next way to help someone. What's the next idea that she can start, that she can be machadish? You can't reach her on Friday. Her phone, she has a cell phone and a house phone. They're both ringing off the hook with dozens, B'liayin Hara, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. But she could still be machadish. She could find ways to help somebody else, which was Taka her whole life, teaching and being machazik people and hosting people. Unbelievable. Would you say that a woman who lives alone at the age of 92 years old, who can't drive anymore, who doesn't see very well, would you say that they're old or young? I would say she's tremendously young, because she is always finding new kochos and new ways of bringing meaning to people's lives. She's not sitting around being nostalgic about what was 50 years ago and what she did. No, it's about what can you do today to help somebody? The ace shemischadesh, kishemischadesh lischadesh b'chol yom. That's exactly what it is. There's a quote from the Degel Machne Ephraim, the grandson of the Halig of Al Shem Tov, who said, based on the pasuk of Al tashlicheni la'eis zikna, don't throw me away la'eis zikna, at the time of zikna. Al tashlicheni la'eis zikna. Another way to understand it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't throw me away to a time where I am being or I am feeling old, where I don't feel like I have any freshness, any opportunities, because we can find opportunities at any age. So the Rebbe is thinking about when he turns 40, but even when someone turns 80, when they turn 90, they could be mechadesh. They could find new opportunities to bring the Rabbono Shalom into the world. So I think that's the first point that we should just keep in mind before before anybody walks away from this piece in the diary thinking this is age discrimination. In Yiddishkeit, quite the opposite. When a person ages, they have more life wisdom and we give them greater respect. But on the other hand, the idea of zikna is about being fixed. Is it about, can we find meaning? Can we create meaning? I mentioned recently, and then I'll move back to the diary, this amazing book by Dr. Edith Eger, E-G-E-R, called The Choice, right? This is a woman, Holocaust survivor from Auschwitz, writing a book and seeing clients at the age of 90. So you tell me, is she a zikena? Is she an elderly woman? I would say she's probably younger than I am. It's true. On her birth certificate, it says that she's physically older than I am. But she's constantly, as Reb Nachman says, she's being machzchadish every day. She has something new to accomplish every day. She looks at life with a fresh set of eyes. So it doesn't matter how old we are, we can always be a nar. We can always be young. We can always attend to life with a fresh set of eyes. So that's Aleph. Beis. The Rebbe then says, Libi yarev of yirav of yifchad. My heart is afraid. Lomen alichosh nosai kol kach ani mefarkes. I'm not worried about the fact that I'm getting older. Ki lakach notzarti. That's what I was created for. We are created to get old, and we should embrace that. That's totally fine. Rak min dalosh nosai shaovru veovros bedalos verekos veshiflos vekadnos. You know what I feel bad about? The Rebbe says, I feel bad about the fact that I haven't accomplished that much. Okay, by the way, don't listen to that statement, because if you think that this man has not accomplished that much, it's going to really damage our self-esteem. So let's just give him that moment to grieve. It's his own diary. He's allowed to write whatever he wants. He accomplished an enormous amount. We shouldn't feel bad about ourselves. That's good. So he says, V'haim ata kvar batuach ani ba'atzmi? Do I have self-confidence? How much time have I passed through in my life, and I thought and I had confidence what I would accomplish, and now I don't feel like I accomplished that much. Who knows? I thought about my goals when I would become bar mitzvah, he writes, when I would become a chassan, engaged. Every time I thought, oh, now I'm going to do it. Now I'm going to become an Eved Hashem only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umi yodea, who knows, im gam ata kashiarech Hashem eshnosei es v'sragel eshnosei arbaim. Now I'm going to come enter my 40s. Maybe the same thing is going to happen, that I'm not going to accomplish all of my dreams. Aval, says the Rebbe, al na es yaish, I'm not going to despair. Al na es yaish, I won't despair, ata ba'od libi mizdazem eshnosei arbaim ashe lenegdi, as I'm approaching the age of 40. Umin reishis hazikna, I'm not going to despair as I am entering older age. Avarai dola do nakshon. Yes, maybe my knees are going to start banging against each other. I'm going to start with this medication and that medication. Anasel is azar. I'm going to try. Lis azar b'chol kochi, to strengthen myself. Lekabel alai, to accept upon myself. Ulis kasher bo yisparach, and to tie myself to Hashem. Bekesher sholkai. Kayama, with a kesher, a knot that is strong, that is permanent. V'kulei, and this, all of this, v'ulai, maybe, hopefully. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to turn 40. This is my chance. Now I'm really going to strengthen my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now comes the interesting quandary. How many times, as the Rebbe is describing it, that happened in his own life, have we felt this precipice? It's before Ni'ila. It's before a major life event. It's before a health challenge, lo aleinu. And a person feels, okay, now's my time to take that next step, to make that commitment, to grow and to set goals. How many times have we felt that, but felt we don't have any more bandwidth? Maybe we spent Aseret Yemei Teshuva thinking and refining and accepting upon ourselves, but we are busy and we are trying and we are davening and we're setting aside time to learn. Sometimes we just feel like we are maxed out. There is nothing left to add to the schedule. That's it. The Rebbe says, that's how I feel right now. Umo akabel alai lilmod yoser. What can I accept upon myself to learn anymore now? What can I do more? Kimidumani, it seems to me, shemashe efsholi shalol aleches batel, eini oleich batel. I think, it seems to me, that I'm not wasting time. The time that I have, I'm using it. Lisrachik min hataivos, to stay away from yetzer haras, from desires. Ein yitzri merama osi, if I'm not fooling myself, which this is another, of course, deep ha'ara that the Rebbe makes, that we can oftentimes fool ourselves. Baruch Hashem, eini mishuvet kol kach letav gufanes chash v'shalom. I'm not so meshubad. I'm not so enslaved to physical desires. I'm not standing online for 3 hours outside of the new restaurant waiting for it to open. The Rebbe says, that's not me. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not obsessed with physicality. So now what? What do I do? So the Rebbe is going to teach us something so deep and so beautiful. And that is the difference between doing and being. It could be that there is nothing left for us to do, and that's okay. We've done all that we can, and we are doing all that we can. And that's beautiful and great, and we should feel good about that. How much time we're devoting to davening, to meditation, to chesed, to learning, to taking care of others, all those things. We're checking all the boxes. So the Rebbe says, okay, let's not think about doing. Let's think about being. Ma chaserli, what am I missing? The Rebbe writes, pashut, simply, lios Yehudi chaserli, to be a Jew. I just want to be a Jew. I just want to be. Dome ani be'enai, I see myself in my own eyes. Kitzuras odem mitzuyeres shakolbo, I see myself as the illustration of a person that has everything. A beautiful illustration. Hagvanim hatzura, it's a picture that is completely formed and has beautiful coloring. Rak achas chasera, you know what the picture is missing? It's missing life. It's just a two-dimensional shape on a page. Ribono Shel Olam, Tzofu Mabit Kol Nelam, you see everything. Lefanecha Esvadam, Lefanecha Eschani. God, I'm asking you in my diary, I'm writing to you, I'm telling you, Mushlach U'meruchak Ani Mimcha U'mikol Heichalecha Harchik Miod. I'm doing all the things that I can, but I feel like I'm far from you. Poshet Rotsa Ani Me'ata, I just want right now, Lehizgayer, which literally means to convert, v'lios me'ata Yehudi, now to be a Jew. Ribono Shel Olam, hoshieni, save me, shelo avale asherish nosai bin chamore asoni v'kalbi. Save me that I shouldn't spend the rest of my life walking around together with, side by side, with my donkey, my mule, and my dog. Karov osi elecha, bring me close to you, Ribono Shel Olam. Vachniseni hechel lefnim hechel, bring me in one hechel, one closeness within the other closeness. Kshor osi elecha la'olam v'ed mitoch harchava. Tie me close to you forever, mitoch harchava, from a feeling of expansiveness. The Rebbe says, I'm getting older, and I feel like I'm doing everything that I can, but you know what I can still grow in my closeness. I could still, you know what I can do? I could still ask Hashem to bring me closer. That is what the Rebbe says, I want now. And that's what I need to do now. I don't need to do any more things. I need to make sure that I'm being close to Hashem. And in turn, the Rebbe says, that gives me something to do, to ask. To ask Hashem that I should just be close to you. That I should have that life of ruchnius, of feeling elevated. Not walking around just among the concrete structures of downtown or the creatures that inhabit the world. Let me be an elevated person. It's an interesting paradox, the Rebbe is saying. On the one hand, I don't have time. I'm doing the best that I can. On the other hand, there's more opportunity for growth. On the one hand, I don't need to do anything more. On the other hand, I want to be somebody better, different. So the Rebbe says, you know what we could do to put those together? Ask. That's what we need to do now. That maybe when we're davening, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be close to Him. When we're learning, when we're doing a chesed, or just generally when we're doing a spodidus, when we're driving, when we're thinking, we don't have to add anything else. We don't have to take any more time because we're maxed out. We're maxed out. There's nothing else. But we're not maxed out of our perspective. That nobody can take away from us. And that's the perspective of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that we can always grow in. That's never full. And it doesn't take time. It just takes an orientation. So that when we're doing all of these things, we're doing them with that conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to set that goal and pursue that goal of being close to Him. So yes, the Rebbe says, he's getting older. We pointed out before that getting older is not bad. It's just oldness. Staleness, a lack of ischadshus, a lack of finding meaning in every day, that's the problem. But the Rebbe says, as our lives get busier and busier, and we feel like there's no more space, we still feel that lack of connection, so we can connect to that. We can still ask Hashem for that, and that is an incredible way to grow.